Hello everyone, this is Savi Ma, and I've got a message to share with you. A little background first. So Mark and I were hiking at one of our favorite hiking spaces nearby to the sanctuary a couple days ago. It was January 12th of 2021. And we were hiking along and it was just beautiful. It's one of the most magical places. We really love it. And we were on a straightaway, and all of a sudden it seemed I was first on the trail, Mark was behind me, and all of a sudden it seemed like the path in front of me started undulating. It was like it was moving, and I was like, what's going on? Am I dizzy? What's happening? I thought maybe my glasses were doing something funny, and I looked down, and it wasn't that the earth was moving, but there was a salamander moving, crawling, walking on the path in front of me. Now, this is not something that you would expect in Wisconsin, in the winter, in the snow. Salamanders hibernate mostly during the winter. They are underground. They're in burrows of tree roots or under leaves, protected spaces, warmer spaces, under the snow. And this salamander was only a couple feet in front of me, just walking down the trail like we were. And the trail was all snowy white. And here is this salamander who's very, very dark and shiny, walking on the snow. So this contrast of white and dark, it was amazing. And it seemed very strange, and I wondered why this little guy was out of his safe, warm, cozy hibernation spot. And so, of course, I had to take a couple pictures of him, and then he knew that he'd been seen, and so he sort of froze in a position, and I kept feeling like he was saying, is my invisibility cloak working? Because it just, you know, he didn't especially love that I was communing with him in that way, but I kept reminding him and telling him that I was a peaceful visitor and that I wouldn't bring him any harm. So after a few moments of communing in that way and wondering, you know, should we help him get to a safer space, what I really felt, and Mark said the same thing, we think that we should let him be. And we looked around, and there were upturned roots. There were definitely places that he could very quickly and easily get to. And he knows where he is. He really wasn't displaced. That was our assumption. And so we bid him farewell, and we carried on. And I kept feeling like Salamander had more to share with me. So the next morning, I carved out some space and time, and I sat down to meditate with the picture that I had taken of Salamander and just quiet myself so that I could hear the message that was coming through. And I wrote what Salamander was delivering. So right now I'd like to read to you that message. So this was written January 13th of 2021. Are you watching where you are going? Tend closer. You may be surprised at what you see. You may be surprised that things are not always as they seem. In these times, we must go beyond our rooted reality, our comfort zone, our space of habituation. We must extend far beyond, releasing our stagnant platitudes and increase our willingness to stretch beyond the confines of what we deem as normal or what once was. It is time for true originality, the alchemy of rebirth. The starkness of the obvious painted across the subtle hues of the mysterious, as if to attempt a cover-up, will no longer work. the mysterious bleeds through into the seen. All shall be revealed. What is dark will come to light. What we perceive as dark will lose its stronghold grip on our fear-held hearts as we set free the course of naturalness within once more. Set the course of fortitude, strength of will in the power of love free. What was will never be again. It is not what you would truly choose anyway. Stop holding on to what was and free yourself into the realms of what can be. Take the blinders off. Awaken to new potential. Can you see through without using the filters of the past, without filters of bias or judgment? Only then will the creative, inspired genius within be able to engage the alchemical transformation. Civilizations that seemingly vanished in a blink did so because they chose, as a resounding, unified collective force, to uplevel at once. There was no holding on for fear of what-ifs. There was simply the trust in the forward-moving upward spiral of evolutionary infinite grace. We ask, what's become of them? And what's become of that reality? Always looking back to seek for what's ahead. A recipe that never turns out well. True transformation can only be when we let go of the need to control the waters and we give ourselves to the fullness of the potential that is creative limitlessness. It takes bold moves of inspired greatness for truth in transformation. As much is coming out of hiding, are you ready to? Be the surprise of love light in the dim-lit spaces that no one saw coming. Tap into the unexpected and see what creatively inspired genius awaits you there. Be willing to set yourself free again and again, fearless, bold, unapologetic in your love light truth. Watch for the way showers. They come as I do from the other realms to help guide the way. You are not going this alone. Though you walk in solo, the energy of enlightened solidarity goes with you. Where you see one, there are many as one. The floods of great change are upon you. Will you be swept up and carried away in fear? Or will you be swept up in the momentum of grace in change that reveals passageways of clarity and new birth becoming? Choose boldly, moment to moment. And as that message completed, I thanked Salamander and I went about my day. And a couple of hours later, I felt Salamander's presence still really strong. And I heard them say that they had some invitations to present to us. And so I grabbed my pen and paper and I started to record these invitations from Salamander. And when I finished recording these invitations, then I heard Salamander say, transform these invitations into affirmations and repeat daily, and you too will transform. I've never had anything come through quite like this before. Oftentimes in messages, Source will give us attunement statements and affirmations to repeat. So that's quite normal. It's never happened quite this way, where Salamander's message was, here are these invitations. And now that you've received these invitations, turn these invitations into affirmations that you can repeat that will support in your transformation. So what I'm going to do is read the invitation, and immediately following the invitation, I will transform it into an affirmation. And you can repeat both the invitation and the affirmation, as the energy that I felt with these is that there's power and potency for us to receive in the reading aloud of them both ways. Trust in your adaptability proficiency. I trust my adaptability proficiency. Trust that you have what you need when you need it. I have what I need when I need it. Trust that you are so much more than the immediate, what meets the eye reality. I am so much more than the immediate, what meets the eye reality. Trust your insight more than your outlook. I trust my insight more than my outlook. Trust that your essence of beingness expands beyond the confines and context of your current form, space, and place. My essence of beingness expands beyond the confines and context of my current form, space, and place. Trust in the freedom that is your essence, the freedom that transcends the immutable unchanging. I trust the freedom that is my essence, the freedom that transcends the immutable unchanging. Change is real. Transformation is inevitable. Grace in the going is a choice and always accessible. Change is real. Transformation is inevitable. Grace in the going is a choice and always accessible. Shake loose the fears that you place upon outcomes of chance. I shake loose the fears that I place upon outcomes of chance. Release yourself into presence and enter the alchemy of true creation. I release myself into presence and enter the alchemy of true creation. Lean into non-attachment and allow, inspire, encourage the magic of your greatness to become. I lean into non-attachment and allow, inspire, encourage the magic of my greatness to become. So we give gratitude now to Salamander, the energy of Salamander, the wisdom, teachings, the guidance, the presence. We give gratitude for Salamander and Salamander's presence in our world. Such wisdom, such grace, such willingness to interact and to share with us. I believe it was very much on purpose for us to be exactly where we were on that path a couple of days ago, walking along, and for me to see the earth moving and to question and wonder, oh my goodness, like the earth is moving and waving and undulating beneath my feet, what's happening? Because I certainly wasn't expecting to see a salamander walking a couple feet in front of me. So things aren't always what they seem. And if we're willing to take a closer look, if we're willing to just be present, to breathe into the presence and see what's real, sometimes what we perceive as real isn't what's real at all. And sometimes what we discover and what is revealed to us helps to bring us clarity beyond what we could have ever imagined. I feel like that was part of Salamander's purpose that day, was to say, yes, yes, it's true. Things are shaking up. Things are undulating. Things are moving. Things are transforming. Where are you in your allowing of that experience? What is the role that you're playing? How are you taking part in this unfolding, in the alchemy of transformation? And for me, it's a reminder that it's a moment-to-moment, breath-by-breath remembering to be conscious in the role that I'm playing. And to also recognize that sometimes I lose sight of that role, or I'm playing the role to a lesser degree than I know my greatness is ready for. And so I feel like that was part of what Salamander was bringing as well. And maybe those of you listening will also feel your own unique message inside of this message that I've just shared with you. What does it inspire in you? What does it bring up within you? What are the whisperings of your heart and soul that come alive when you hear these words? From Salamander, yes, these words. And how will you choose to look with fresh eyes upon the path that lies before you? To see through the eyes of your heart, to see through the eyes of your conscious presence, to release yourself from thoughts and actions and ways of being that no longer serve, so that you can truly open up and make space for this alchemy of rebirth that we are within here and now. Moment to moment, breath by breath, we choose how we interact with life. And by our choosing, we create the life, the reality that we want. We can choose to create this transformation as beautiful as we wish. We can choose to see everything that's happening through whichever lens of perception that we want. Salamander's asking us to see from multiple, multi-sensory, multi-dimensional vantage points, and to take more into account and more into our field of perception than we have allowed ourselves to so far. We are limitless. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts, inspirations, reflections, inner observations. Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And know that if there's anything that you wish to hear from nature, from source, from your guides, your angels, from the amazing host and chorus collective that surrounds us in every moment of every single day, if you wish to receive a message of guidance, a message of clarification, a message of direction, or just a message of love, I invite you to reach out and ask me to receive. I'm honored to be the instrument that these messages can flow through. And I'd be so honored to receive a message for you. Blessed be, dear ones. Take good care. Be love. And perceive the path before you through the eyes of presence, the eyes of loving awareness. And so it is. This is Savi Ma. Reporting to you from Loving Awareness Sanctuary in Waupaca, Wisconsin. Our website is lovingawareness.org. And if you'd like to reach out via email, you can do that at info@lovingawareness.org. Go in love.